this report about lawmakers in Rhode Island kicking around the idea of legalizing marijuana there?
Yeah, they already have it for legal, like it will be in Massachusetts next year.
Medical use.
Purposes. And there's two other states that legalized it, Colorado and the state of Washington passed laws recently.
Recreational use.
Yeah, recreational use.
And Barney, I love that term.
Barney Frank actually sent a letter to President Obama yesterday asking the president to not prosecute people in those two states, Colorado and Washington, for using marijuana. He said, let democracy run its course.
So I don't really get that. So the state laws have been lifted in those two
states.
It's
illegal in the state, but it's still a federal crime.
What does that mean?
It means don't get pulled over by the FBI.
Yeah, it means the FBI can get you, but the local and state police will...
The FBI is going to be doing that.
Well, I would think that they have other things to worry about. But if it happens in Rhode Island, I mean, that's right next door here.
It's disturbing to me because to have this happen so close by, and we don't have a say in that at all. But, you know, these people could be getting high and driving on 195.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah. Oh,
don't get high legally in Rhode Island and then come drive over here.
Yeah.
It
would still be illegal to drive under the influence in Massachusetts.
But it's going to make more of that happen.
Maybe, yeah, it could.
You think so?
If it's legal to smoke marijuana in Rhode Island, you don't think more people will be smoking and driving?
I hate to say, hey, we'll see what happens if it happens. But, I mean, that's just kind of calling it before it even happens, you know? You never know. I mean, that might...
I know a lot of people are in favor of it because they say it'll take it out of the hands of the drug dealers and put it into the hands of people who are more responsible, and then it'll be taxed and things like that.
I like the taxing idea.
Yeah, and I think it should be heavily taxed.
So then people, if it's heavily taxed enough, people will still buy it from the dealers.
Well, maybe that's a point, too. Yeah.
How much would it help our economy?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to
make... What would be the figures? Has anybody tried to figure that out?
I don't think it's going to make a major impact on the economy.
But it is.
One way or the other.
The thing that bothers me about it the most is I just think it really sends the wrong message to kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, would there be probably a age limit like cigarettes? Like you can't buy cigarettes unless you're 18
or over. Oh, I'm sure, of course. Yeah, I'm probably 21. Probably
12. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, they can buy the candy cigarettes.
Will there not be candy joints? I know they're kicking it around in Rhode Island, but I will be shocked if it's actually becomes...
Would you?
Yeah.
Really? I would not be shocked. I mean, we live in the liberal Northeast here.
Yeah.
I say within 5 years, you're going to see a lot of states.
You don't think that this whole thing that we just voted on for the medical marijuana in Massachusetts
just the
was the first step?
It absolutely was the first step. I'll be surprised if right now in the next year it is passed. I would be very surprised.
By the next presidential election, you'll see a lot more states legalizing marijuana.
We'll all be smoking dope.
Personally, I don't know what the effects of it are.
Okay, so if it shouldn't be illegal... Why not cocaine? Why should that? Because you could tax cocaine. Think of all the money you can make on that.
I think if you weigh up marijuana and cocaine, they're two totally different.
But it's all, don't you see, it's all step by step. It's
I
baby
understand,
steps.
But
so first we legalize it for medical use, and then we legalize it for recreational use. And then we legalize cocaine for, it's only a little bit. You know,
isn't that more into the heavy narcotic category?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think there's apples and oranges there.
Yeah. I think those are two totally different things. I do not see that happening at all.
Why not?
Anywhere.
Because of the effects, because of...
I mean,
I don't,
it's
I personally,
dangerous. It's a dangerous
I personally
drug.
Think marijuana is on a much smaller scale than those drugs.
Haven't studies shown that using marijuana is
I don't
a gateway
that.
Drug
I think
to
that's a
using
myth.
Other
I don't
drugs?
Believe that at all.
I don't know.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't think it is.
The people who are experimenting with marijuana aren't more likely to experiment with things like cocaine?
I don't know.
There's a possibility, but I don't think that's been proven, that is actually a gateway situation.
Well, all I'm saying is I'm not psyched about the idea of people going to Rhode Island.
You just don't want to pay
smoking.
More taxes.
Yeah.
I pay enough taxes
as
it is.
That's it.
Good morning. I was just wondering if I could make a comment about the marijuana conversation you guys are having.
Sure.
Yeah.
I personally think it is a great idea to make it legal, but to tax it and regulate it. I am a criminal justice major and a psychology major, and I've taken a couple classes that, you know, explains the effects of marijuana, and your body can't be physically addicted to marijuana, and you can never overdose on marijuana.
It's not like alcohol where you can become addicted to alcohol or other drugs like cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. You can't, your body, mentally maybe you can become addicted to it, but your body cannot physically become addicted to it.
Aren't you killing your brain when you do that to your brain?
Probably, but so alcohol does that too. So.
But that, I don't like that argument. Just because it's also bad for you to drink alcohol, that doesn't mean you should legalize marijuana. I don't understand that argument.
But I think what they are trying to do is now they realize that it's not going to go away, and instead of wasting taxpayers' money to put these drug dealers in jail for so many months or so many years because of marijuana, they're thinking maybe they can actually make money by regulating it and taxing it because people are going to do it no matter what.
Now, I got a question for Michael Rock. So the, you know, driving under the influence and the effects, kind of similar, you would say, right, Rock?
I guess, yeah.
All right, so why don't we make drinking absolutely illegal?
Okay.
On that end.
Sure.
I mean, it would be pretty much the same thing. Like, if you're going to do one with one, why not do it with the other?
Okay.
I think is the argument.
You got me. You sold me.
for our caller, though, I think you do make a good argument. So you're very well informed on everything, and the argument you make is a good one.
I have a question for you, though. If they're going to be taxing this marijuana, why would I buy it from someone who's going to tax me instead of buying it from a drug dealer?
That's why I'm thinking, like, maybe they need to just, like, all sit down and talk about how they're going to do it. I'm sure there's still so many questions on how they're going to regulate it. I don't have all the answers. That would be cool if I did.
I'm sure that aspect will still be illegal.
Yeah. I have a feeling maybe they might make that illegal. But I think if they had people to tax it and regulate it, that it would make it...
Can you imagine if we started advertising for marijuana stores? I mean, that's going to happen.
I don't know about that.
That could happen.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you about, wait a minute, I forget.